Psalm 62, verse 7. I love this one. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. And all God's people said amen to that. Well, welcome to Sunday worship on this March 29th, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. I know many of us are itching to get out of the house and get back to normal life. Friend, I pray that you are blessed in the middle of our current circumstance. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's get right to it today. There's a group called Third Day. It's their version of Creed right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
I believe in God the Father, almighty maker of heaven and maker of earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified and dead and buried.
And I believe what I believe. It's what makes me who I am. No, I did not make it. No, it is making me. It is the very truth of God, not the invention of any man.
Makes me who I am.
Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll, and many of us who are listening who have kids and grandkids know they love to interrupt. They just, when you're talking to somebody at church and you're like, hang on, sweetheart, mommy's talking to somebody right now. You know, the cool thing about God is we can quote unquote interrupt him anytime. Of course, with respect, obviously, but we can come to him. He has, dear friend, an open door policy. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
I was buried beneath my shame. Carry that kind of weight. It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. I will bless your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name.
Well, tell you what, I love this quote from David Jeremiah. He says, only two things will last for eternity, the souls of people and the Word of God. Investing in both now is the best way to lay up treasures in heaven. Listening to Sunday Worship.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise him. as their Creator bless, and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him.
Fred, thank you so much for listening today to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, you turn on the news stories today, you see what's going on in our nation and across the world, it just breaks your heart. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." And I love what he says here. "I do not give to you as the world gives." You know what? I'll tell you what, friend. This world can't give us peace because it needs peace. Jesus went on to say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Friend, let us find our peace not in the things of the world, not in the people of the world, but let us find our peace in Jesus.
Close to your side, so heaven is real, death is a lie. I wanna hear voices of angels above, singing as one.
Lifeway Worship, singing about the great I am. Hey, good morning. My name is Joey Kroll. This is, of course, Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. You can connect with me anytime, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, that clock over there is telling me I need to quit talking. So my time is wrapping up here. Until next time, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.